But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need, it's in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast already in progress.
Come on, church, sing with me. Oh, sweet. Oh. Hey. Heavenly God. Oh, stay right here with us. Filling us with your love. Oh, and for these blessings, oh, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived. When we shall leave this place. Come on and give God praise in this place. 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 God, we do thank and praise you for your faithfulness. Even when we have not been faithful. Even we have fallen short, God, you've never fallen short. You continue to show up for us. And you continue to show out for us. Now, God, we pray that you will continue to do just that. Show up and show out right now. I thank you, God, for the privilege to preach your word. And as much as I want to preach, as much as I love to preach, I know I can't preach or do anything on my own. But I also know that I can, yes, I can do all things through you who gives me strength and power. Send now the anointing that makes preaching easy and possible. Be in my head and my thinking. Be in my mouth and in my speaking. But most of all, be in my heart and in my feeling. That the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, will be found acceptable in your sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our Redeemer. Spirit of the living God, fall now fresh on us. Amen. 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 I want to thank Reverend Owens for reading the lesson from the Holy Scripture today. And as you know by now, she read the second chapter of the book of Acts, the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. She read verses 14 through 21, but I ask that you would reflect on those verses that she read and look with me, beginning at verse number 17 and verse number 18. Verse number 17 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Jump down to verse number 21. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Beloved, on this last Sunday of this conference year, I'm here to declare to the Little Rock Church family, without fear of contradiction, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Anybody know there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place? Come on, say that with me. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Do you feel him in this place? Stories told of a Sunday school teacher who was training the small children. And as she was training the small children, she was teaching them the Apostles' Creed to prepare them for the Sunday school program. And when the time came for the little children to stand up to share with everyone what they'd learned, they were to recite the Apostles' Creed. There were three children who were slated to do that. First little girl named Mary stood up, and it was her turn. She says, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth." Another little girl named Margaret said, "I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord." And just then there was silence for a little while. And finally, a little girl said, "The little boy who believes in the Holy Spirit is absent today." Is everyone present who believes in the, anybody in here, what about, you believe in the, I want to come by and ask you, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? Anybody believe in the Holy Ghost? I mean, do you, this sermon won't make sense to you unless you believe in the Holy Ghost. Anybody believe in the Holy Ghost? Yes, if you believe in the Holy Ghost, you know by now that the Holy Ghost is the power of God, which enables us to do the work of God. And we can't do anything without his spirit. Anybody believe that in here? We can't do anything without his spirit. And I want you to know that everybody who is called by the name of Christ, that the very moment you gave your life to Jesus Christ, the very moment you decided to make him your choice, that with that decision came the gift of the Holy Ghost. That some believe that the gift of the Holy Ghost is some subsequent action or activity that occurs after a long period of time. But I'm here to tell you that the moment you tell God yes, yes, I want to serve you, that with that affirmative decision, he supplies you with his Holy Spirit. Anybody want his Holy Ghost today? I don't know about you, but I want his power. I crave his power. I can't do anything without his power. But I found out I can do all things with his power, because he gives me strength. Because everything God calls you to do, he wants you to do it. But he knows that in your own strength, as you deal with your own issues, that sometimes it becomes impossible to do it. And that's why He supplies us with his spirit. This is the season of Pentecost. And we shared with you a few Sundays ago, it was the first Sunday in Pentecost, and we shared with you that the day of Pentecost, or the season of Pentecost, marks the birth of the church. Because it was after the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus that he gathered his disciples together on a mountain. And he said to them that all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of every creature. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things that I have told you. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. And I thank God that he supplies the church with that power, because you know the story that they were gathered in the upper room. They were in the place that Jesus told them to be. And they were doing the things that Jesus told them to do. They were praying. They were worshiping. They were waiting for the promise. And Luke said that only when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place and in one accord. And suddenly, I'm almost through, y'all. There was a sound from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind, that filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there were tongues, cloven tongues as of fire, that came and rested upon each of them. It's about 120 or so of them in the room. And the Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. Oh, what a powerful day that was. I want you to know that what happened on that day is what I crave to happen every day in my life. What I crave to happen every time we walk through these doors. That we'll walk through the door and we will feel the sweet spirit moving from heart to heart and from breast to breast. And we will all be filled with the Holy Ghost. And we will begin to go forth and do the things that God has called us to do. That we will go forth from this place and indeed and in fact be the church. Because it's one thing to come to church, and you ought to come to church. But it's not just enough to come to church, that once you come to church, you might as well have church. I mean, once you, if you're going to get in your car, drive all the way over here, go through traffic. Well, there's no traffic on Sunday. But if you're going to come through and do all of that to come to church, it'd be a shame to come all the way to church and not have church. But not only must you come to church, and not only must you have church, we got to be prepared to go forth and do what? Be the church. And that's what God is calling us to do. He's calling us to be the church.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The Word of God says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. As believers, it is imperative we all seek God for wisdom in all of our endeavors, because wisdom is essential. Beloved, wisdom comes when the heart and mind comes together under the direction of spirit-led influences, like studying the Word of God, receiving godly instruction, and of course, prayer. Now, if you trust God, who is the giver of wisdom, you can rest assured a positive outcome will occur for your life. And that is a promise from heaven. You are invited to join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website at littlerockamezion.org.
I thought I would come by here on my way to heaven and on my way to annual conference to declare at Little Rock Church that in spite of all of the spirits that may exist, in spite of spirits of negativity, in spite of spirits of gossip, in spite of spirits of uncooperation, in spite of spirits of gossip and backbiting, that rather than affirm those spirits, I want to affirm the sweet spirit, the Holy Spirit. And since I believe that death and life is in the power of the tongue, I'm going to speak blessings in this house and declare at this place that no matter what other agendas may exist, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on his face. And I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Give God praise if you're glad about it. And if you believe there's a sweet spirit in this place. There are three things I want to share with you, and I'll be out of your way. The first thing I want you to understand, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and the way you know it is that when there's a sweet spirit in the place, his presence is experienced. Yeah, his presence is experienced. There's all kinds of way that his presence is manifested. In this particular chapter, his presence was exhibited through wind. In another time, we see when Moses was encountered the presence of God, that his presence was seen as a burning bush. And when Ezekiel experienced his presence was manifested as a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And you may have experienced his presence. Anybody experience his presence? He begins to move all over the house. And when you allow yourself to truly worship God, because I told you there are people who come to church, but some people come to worship. Huh? You can't just come to church, you can also come to worship. But when you really come to worship, you begin to feel the presence of God moving all over the place. And you know when it happens, God begins to breathe on you. He begins to send his breath. Sometimes he'll send it from the choir to the pulpit to the pew. And sometimes he'll send his breath from the pew to the pulpit to the choir. And we begin to feel his power moving from heart to heart and from breast to breast. And you'll feel a little wheel turning. And you know a little fire is burning. And before you know it, you got clapping in your hands. And before you know it, you got shouting in your feet. And before you know it, you got some joy in your soul. Anybody ever feel his presence? I want to let you in on a little secret. If I were you, I would not leave without feeling his presence. As a matter of fact, I've made up my mind. I want to spend every day in the presence of God. Because when you feel spending time in the presence of God, you begin to understand who God is. And you begin to understand who you are and what God is calling you to do when you feel his presence. That's why the psalmist says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Anybody feel his presence in this place? That when you feel his presence, you know that in the presence of God, there is the fullness of joy. Anybody know there's joy in his presence? Anybody know there's peace in his presence? Anybody know that there is power in his presence? Anybody know there's healing in his presence? You begin to feel the wind blowing in the place, the Ruah of God. And you know that you have, while you have come to 401 North McDowell, that when you feel his presence, God will catapult you into his very presence, and you begin to sing with new meaning, "We are standing on holy ground, and I know there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now, for we are standing in his presence on holy ground." I've come by here to make an announcement. The presence of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. I said the presence of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him in my heart. I can feel him in my life. Anybody want his presence? I can feel the presence of the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to get my blessing right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my healing. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my breakthrough right now. Right now, if you feel this presence, I dare you, give my God praise. There's a sweet spirit in this place, and when you feel this spirit, you'll experience his presence. Anybody feel this presence? Hallelujah. Well, I got some other news for you. Not only will you feel his presence, but the Bible says that it shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. What I've come by to tell you is that not only will his presence be experienced, but his people will be edified. Let the church say his people will be edified. Yeah, when you feel the presence of the Lord, you can't come into the presence of the Lord and remain the same way you came. Did you hear what I just said? What I just said? I said you cannot come into the presence of God and leave the same way you came. I think there's at least one witness in this place. You see, what happens is that these disciples, that when they got filled with the Holy Ghost, that they were in the upper room, and it said that they were clothed in tongues of fire that landed on each of them. And what happened is that when the cloven tongues of fire landed on each of them, those who were in the upper room poured out into the streets of Jerusalem. And they were acting so peculiar that the people on the outside who were looking at them drew a worldly conclusion. And the worldly conclusion they drew is, them people must be drunk. Something is wrong with them. Something is wrong with those people. They're clapping their hands. They're waving their hands. They're shouting for joy. They're smiling and hugging each other. Something must be wrong with those people. But what they did not realize is that something happened to those people. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you're filled with the Holy Ghost will come to edify you. You see, there's enough in life that will break you down. There's enough in life that will tear you down. There's enough in life that will bring you down. But you should not come into God's house and come in down and leave down. Too many people come in God's house sick and leave sicker. Some come in God's house mad and leave madder. Some people come in God's house and leave sad and leave sadder. But I've come by here to say, when I come in the house of the Lord, I don't come to leave the same way I came. I want you to come as you are, but you should not leave like you came. These same disciples who ran in there cowardly, those same disciples who were sad and who were disgusted and who were frustrated and who were hurt and who were in anguish and who were aggravated. And those same disciples who were uncertain for their future and who were confused and bewildered were now leaving the upper room filled with the Holy Ghost because the power fell and they were transformed. Those who came in sad are now glad. Those who came in crying are now celebrating. Those who came in filled with pain are now filled with joy. Those who came in down are now lifted. Those who came in weak are now strong. Those who came in empty are not full. I've come by here to say that the Holy Spirit will fall on all flesh. They couldn't understand what was going on, but it took Peter. You remember Peter, don't you? He's the same one who denied Jesus. But once the power came, Peter left the upper room and went out into the street, and he tried to explain it to them. Peter said, "These are not drunk like you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But what you are seeing, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in those days that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your young men shall dream dreams, and your old men shall see visions, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy." In other words, that when the power comes, they will, once they encounter the power, they won't ever be the same again. I've come by here to remind you of this truth. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Just because you come into the awareness of who Jesus is, he supplies you with the power to do the things he's called you to do. I've come by here to say that God wants to change you around, that you should not leave broken down, but you should leave here lifted up and ready to serve, because he wants to edify you. I don't know how you feel about it, but I heard the voice of Jesus saying, "Come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast." So I came to Jesus as I was. I was weary, I was worn, I was sad, but I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Give God praise if you lead the people I edified.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And, of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
Praise listeners, now you can listen to the Word by going to www.PraiseCharlotte.com and clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find 5 dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PrayCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church, the Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King, the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning, the Life Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, and Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PrayCharlotte.com and click the podcast tab.